This is the ultimate guide to Michigan English test, copyright 2025 by Niner English Corporation. All rights reserved. Practice test 1.
Instructions for the listening section. This part of the test assesses your ability to comprehend spoken English. It consists of 3 parts, each with its own set of instructions. Mark your answers in the book. You may make an educated guess if you're unsure of an answer. Aim to answer as many questions as possible. Part 1. In this section of the test, you will listen to brief conversations between 2 speakers. After each conversation, a question will be asked about it. Select the most appropriate answer from the options provided in the book and mark A, B, C, or D. Part 1 consists of 19 questions. The conversations and questions will not be repeated, so listen attentively. The audio will play continuously without stopping. After each question, you will have a 12-second pause to record your answer. Question number 1.
I just checked into room 305 and the air conditioning isn't working.
Let me check the system to see if there have been any reports about that room. Can I see your room key, please?
Sure. Here it is.
Okay. Yes, it looks like there was a maintenance issue earlier. We can either send someone to fix it now or move you to a different room.
What was wrong with the woman's hotel room? Question number 2.
I'm trying to decide between 2 apartments and I can't make up my mind.
That's exciting. Which ones?
One is downtown, close to work, and the other is in a quieter neighborhood with more space. The rent is about the same for both.
Well, I don't know much about either place, but for what it's worth, having a short commute can make life a lot easier.
According to the woman, what might help the man decide? Question number 3.
Can you let Sarah know that her car won't start again?
It won't? Since when?
We're not sure, but it seems like it started acting up last night.
Oh no. This isn't the first time it's happened. She's got to get that checked out once and for all.
What are the speakers mainly discussing? Question number 4.
Hey, why didn't you come to basketball practice today? I thought you loved playing.
I do, but the coach asked me to help train the junior team, so I'm using practice time for that.
Wow. And you're still playing in the tournament next week?
Probably not. I need to focus on coaching.
Why did the man miss practice? Question number 5.
Do you know what the weather in Canada is like in December?
It's freezing, especially in the northern parts. Why? Are you going there?
Yeah, and I was wondering if I should pack light sweaters.
You'd be better off with a thick coat and boots.
What does the man suggest the woman do? Question number 6.
May I help you?
Yes. I'd like to check out these books. Here's my library card.
Did you return the overdue books on your account? I still see a hold.
Oh, sorry. I forgot to do that. I'll take care of it and come back later.
What problem does the man have? Question number 7.
I have to say, David, this lasagna is absolutely amazing.
Oh, thanks. I'm glad you like it.
It's really good. One of the best I've ever had. You'll have to give me the recipe sometime.
What does the woman want to do? Question number 8.
How was your weekend at the beach? Did you have good weather?
It was amazing. If only I could have stayed longer.
Must be hard coming back to daily life.
It's definitely taking some time to adjust.
How does the woman feel about her trip to the beach? Question number 9.
Excuse me. Could you tell me where I can find the bread?
Sure. It's in aisle 3, next to the peanut butter and jam.
Oh, near the cereal?
Exactly.
What does the man want to buy? Question number 10.
These cookies look really dark. Did you bake them too long?
It's not the time. I set the oven too high.
What do you mean? The temperature was too hot?
Indeed. I found out too late that they needed to bake at a lower temperature.
What happened to the man's cookies? Question number 11.
You know, Friday is the last day to sign up for the charity event.
Right, and you want me to volunteer with you, don't you?
Of course. It's for a great cause. And I know you think it's a good idea, even if you won't say it. I just need one more person to sign up with me.
Fine, I'll do it.
How does the woman feel about the man's idea? Question number 12.
Professor, I need some help understanding the equation you assigned for homework.
You mean the one on quadratic functions?
Yes. I don't understand what it means when it says there can be two, one, or no real solutions.
It means that depending on the values in the equation, you may get different numbers of solutions, or none at all.
Why does the student talk to the professor? Question number 13.
You won't believe who's teaching history at our school now. Do you remember the energetic professor we had in college?
You mean Mr. Carter? The one who made every lecture fun? But I thought he was teaching in New York.
Well, he just moved back, and he'll be teaching here this semester. Isn't that awesome?
Why is the man happy about the new teacher? Question number 14.
I found this same laptop at another store for $50 less. See? Here's their online ad.
Ah, that's no problem. We'll be happy to match that price.
In that case, I'll take it.
Great. I'll have one of the cashiers process your purchase.
What did the woman want? Question number 15.
Excuse me, Professor, have you returned last week's exams? I didn't get mine back yet.
The algebra test? You worked on quadratic equations, right?
No. Remember, I asked if I could focus on graphing functions instead?
Of course. You did an excellent job on that section.
What can be inferred about the professor? Question number 16.
Now that we've heard all the speeches, we need to choose the next club president. Did any of the candidates impress you?
To be honest, they all gave great presentations.
I agree.
How do the speakers feel about the candidates? Question number 17.
Hey, I see you've got new glasses.
Oh, yeah. Just picked them up yesterday. I was actually just looking for a similar pair, but as it turns out, I ended up with a totally new style.
What does the woman say about her glasses? Question number 18.
Wow, is that your new suit?
Yeah, isn't it great? My friend James tailored it especially for me. He took my exact measurements and made sure it fits perfectly.
Do you think he could make one for me?
Sure. I warn you, though. It's amazing, but it wasn't cheap. I'll be paying it off for a while.
What does the man say about the suit? Question number 19.
Have you seen the announcement for the new research grant?
No. Does it cover all expenses? Because I could really use it.
It's from a science foundation that will fund your research in exchange for monthly progress reports and a final presentation. There's also a chance to work with them after graduation.
Sounds great. I'll definitely apply.
What is required of the student who gets the grant?
That is the end of part one. This is the second section of the test where you will listen to extended conversations between two speakers. After each conversation, you will respond to several questions about it. Select the best answer from the choices provided in the book and mark A, B, C, or D. Part 2 consists of 14 questions. The conversations and questions will not be repeated, so pay close attention. You may take notes in your book while listening if you wish. The audio will play continuously without stopping. After each question, you will have a 12-second pause to record your answer.
For numbers 20 to 23, listen to a conversation at a restaurant.
May I help you?
Yes, thanks. I was wondering if the lunch special includes a drink. The menu says combo meal, but it doesn't say what's included.
Oh, you're not the first person to ask about that today. We really should update the menu. The combo includes an entree and a side, but the drink is extra.
Oh, that's too bad. I was hoping to get everything for the listed price.
Yeah, I understand. Did you see the separate drink specials? They're discounted today.
Oh, I did. But I was really hoping for fresh juice, and those are all sodas.
Well, if you'd like, I can ask the manager if we can include a small juice at a discount. We try to accommodate customers when we can. Want me to check?
Sure, thanks.
Question number 20. What is the restaurant's problem? Question number 21. What is included in the combo meal? Question number 22. What did the woman offer to ask the manager? Question number 23. What does the woman mean when she says, "We really should update the menu"? For numbers 24 to 26, listen to a conversation at a student housing office.
Welcome to the student housing office. How can I help you?
I saw a notice about available dormitory rooms, and I'd like to apply for on-campus housing, please.
Wonderful. You just need to fill out this form with your personal information and student ID number. There are a few different dorm options available. Are you looking for a single room or a shared one?
I'd prefer a single room, but I'm open to sharing if that's the only option. I've been living off campus since the semester started, but I think moving into the dorms would make it easier to get involved on campus and meet more people.
That makes sense. Living on campus does help students feel more connected. Once you submit your form, you'll be placed on the waiting list, and we'll contact you as soon as a room becomes available.
Sounds great. I'll turn this in right away.
Question number 24. Why does the man visit the office? Question number 25. How does the man feel about his current living situation? Question number 26. What does the woman mean when she says, "Living on campus does help students feel more connected"? For numbers 27 to 30, listen to a conversation between a business owner and a customer.
Good morning. What can I get you today?
I'll just have a large coffee, please, with room for cream.
Okay. That'll be $1.50.
Sure. Say, the noise from the construction out there must be driving you crazy. I work around the block and it's been bothering us. But to have it going on right in front of you?
Yeah, it's pretty bad. But that's not the worst of it. They've been working on the street all week, as you know, but starting Monday, they're going to rip up the sidewalk as well. It's going to be almost impossible for people to get into the cafe.
Wow. And for how long will that be?
Only a week, they tell me. But a week of business is a week of business, but what are you going to do?
I know. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. But you'll still see me coming in for my morning coffee next week.
Question number 27. What are the speakers mainly talking about? Question number 28. Why is the man upset? Question number 29. What is probably true about the woman's coffee drinking? Question number 30. What does the man mean when he says, "But what are you going to do?" For numbers 31 to 33, listen to a conversation between a professor and a student.
Hi, Professor. I was wondering if we could talk about Saturday.
Yes, certainly. I think you're going to enjoy it. I could tell from the paper you wrote that you really got a lot out of reading the play, and I know that once you actually see it performed, you'll get an even deeper understanding, and there are so many...
Well, that's just it, Professor. It doesn't look like I'm going to be able to make it.
Really? Why?
It's my job. I've talked to my supervisor and I've tried to find someone to take my shift, but I'm not having any luck. My supervisor says I should have told him a month ago.
I'm really sorry to hear that. We were only able to get the discount on the tickets because I waited till the last minute, but I guess that leads to other problems.
But this isn't going to count against me, right? You said that attendance wasn't mandatory.
No, don't worry about that. It's not. It's just a shame that you'll miss out on a production that's said to be quite good.
Question number 31. What problem does the student have? Question number 32. Why did the professor wait to buy the tickets? Question number 33. Listen to part of the conversation again. Then answer the question.
You'll get an even deeper understanding, and there are so many.
Well, that's just it, Professor.
Why did the student interrupt the professor?
That is the end of part two. This is the third section of the test. You will listen to several short talks. After each talk, you will answer questions related to it. Select the best answer from the options provided in the book and mark A, B, C, or D. Part 3 includes 17 questions. The talks and questions will not be repeated, so listen carefully. You may take notes in your book if you wish. The audio will play continuously without stopping. After each question, you will have a 12-second pause to record your answer.
For numbers 34 to 37, listen to a talk in a history class. The professor is talking about ancient trade routes.
Today, we're going to talk about one of the most significant trade routes in history, the Silk Road. The Silk Road wasn't actually a single road, but a network of interconnected routes stretching from China to the Mediterranean. Traders used these paths for centuries to exchange goods, ideas, and culture. The name Silk Road comes from one of the main products traded along the route, Chinese silk. However, many other goods were transported as well, including spices, precious metals, and glassware, along with material goods, knowledge, and innovations, such as papermaking and printing techniques, spread between civilizations. Interestingly, the movement of people and ideas was just as important as the trade itself. For example, Buddhism spread from India to China through these trade networks. The Silk Road also facilitated the sharing of medical knowledge, architecture, and even musical instruments. The decline of the Silk Road began with the rise of maritime trade routes. As ships became a more efficient and safer way to transport goods, land-based trade routes lost their prominence. Nevertheless, the impact of the Silk Road is still visible in many cultures today.
Question number 34. What is the professor mainly discussing? Question number 35. What types of things were exchanged on the Silk Road? Question number 36. Why does the professor mention Buddhism? Question number 37. What does the professor mean when she says, "The movement of people and ideas was just as important as the trade itself"? For numbers 38 to 41, listen to part of a lecture in an art history class.
Today, we're going to discuss the Impressionist movement, one of the most revolutionary periods in art history. You've probably seen paintings by artists like Claude Monet or Pierre-Auguste Renoir with their soft brushstrokes and vibrant colors. But at the time these paintings were created, they were considered highly controversial. Impressionist artists rejected the traditional, realistic style of painting that had been popular for centuries. Instead of painting detailed, formal portraits, they focused on capturing light, movement, and everyday scenes with quick brushstrokes. They often painted outdoors, trying to capture a moment as it happened, which was a big departure from the polished, studio-produced art of the past. When the Impressionists first exhibited their work in the 1870s, critics were harsh. One reviewer even described Monet's painting, Impression, Sunrise, as looking unfinished, almost like a rough sketch. But over time, public opinion changed, and Impressionism became one of the most beloved styles in art history. Today, Impressionist paintings sell for millions of dollars, and their influence is still seen in modern art. What was once considered radical is now seen as classic.
Question number 38. What is the talk mainly about? Question number 39. Why did some people criticize Impressionist paintings? Question number 40. Why does the professor mention Impression, Sunrise? Question number 41. What does the professor mean when he says, "What was once considered radical is now seen as classic"? For numbers 42 to 46, listen to a presentation at a hospital meeting.
Good morning, everyone. I'm pleased to share some exciting updates about our hospital's expansion. Starting next month, we will begin construction on a new outpatient care center. This facility will allow us to offer more specialized services, including physical therapy, dermatology, and mental health counseling. The construction will take about 18 months, and during this time, there will be some adjustments to our current parking and entrance areas. We understand this may be inconvenient, but the expansion is necessary to better serve our growing community. To ensure a smooth transition, we have created an expansion planning committee, led by Dr. Joseph Carter, the Chief of Surgery. This committee will oversee construction progress and communicate any important updates to staff and patients. I also want to acknowledge the efforts of Lisa Chan from our administrative team. She has been instrumental in securing funding for this project, working tirelessly to obtain grants and coordinate with donors. As a result of her contributions, I'm happy to announce that she has been promoted to Director of Community Relations. Congratulations, Lisa.
Question number 42. What is the speaker mainly discussing? Question number 43. What inconvenience does the speaker mention? Question number 44. What will the expansion planning committee do? Question number 45. Why was Lisa Chan promoted? Question number 46. What does the speaker mean when she says, "We understand this may be inconvenient, but the expansion is necessary to better serve our growing community"? For numbers 47 to 50, listen to a speaker addressing a group of employees at a company meeting.
Good morning, everyone. I appreciate you all taking the time to join us today. I have some important news regarding our company's work-from-home policy. Over the past year, we've been evaluating how remote and hybrid work have impacted productivity and employee satisfaction. Based on our findings, we're making some changes. Starting next month, employees will have the option to work from home up to 3 days a week. However, teams will need to coordinate their in-office days to ensure collaboration when necessary. Department heads will be responsible for creating schedules that balance flexibility with business needs. To support this transition, we've created a remote work task force, led by Martin Gonzalez from HR. This team will provide resources to help employees optimize their work-from-home setups and ensure they stay connected with colleagues. I'd also like to recognize Emily Harper from IT, who has played a key role in setting up the necessary tools to make remote collaboration easier. Thanks to her hard work, I'm happy to announce that she has been promoted to Head of Digital Workplace Solutions. Congratulations, Emily.
Question number 47. What is the speaker mainly discussing? Question number 48. What will department heads need to do? Question number 49. Why was Emily Harper recognized? Question number 50. What does the speaker mean when she says, "To support this transition, we've created a remote work task force"?
That is the end of the listening subtest.